ticks, once mostly found in U.S. states like New York and Pennsylvania, are now increasingly common in eastern Ontario. Andy Steffen, resource assistant at South Nation Conservation and holder of a master's degree in biology, explains that climate change is contributing to the growing tick population in the region.
Yeah, ticks are absolutely becoming more common in eastern Ontario. They've been kind of spreading north since the 1990s, and surveillance data shows that they've been spreading especially fast along the St. Lawrence and the Ottawa River corridors. So in eastern Ontario, we're kind of bracketed by those two rivers, so we're sort of getting hit from both sides. As for why scientists generally link this to climate change, warmer winters and longer growing seasons generally favor ticks and their hosts, so that the ticks tend to survive the winters more often. The ticks are native to North America, but historically they've stayed south of Ontario, more in like New York, Pennsylvania, so just a little bit south of us. But because of the more mild winters, they're sort of able to move their range north.
Andy Steffen explains that this is concerning because some ticks carry Lyme disease, which can pose serious health risks to humans.
Lyme disease is an infection that's caused by a spiral-shaped bacteria that's in the genus Borrelia. In Ontario, all of our confirmed cases have involved one species known as Borrelia burgdorferi, and humans can be infected with Lyme disease just through a tick bite. Generally, ticks aren't born with Lyme disease. Their life cycle involves feeding on multiple hosts. So if one of their earlier hosts is infected with Lyme, usually a rodent or a bird, they can pass it on the next time they bite a human. And the really key thing is that the tick has to feed in order to transmit Lyme disease. And the longer it's attached, the higher the risk. So you really want to protect yourself against the tick bites, and you'll be able to protect yourself against Lyme disease.
Andy Steffen goes on to explain the best ways to protect yourself from ticks when spending time outdoors.
So I would say step one is definitely understanding how and where ticks operate. Ticks don't jump or fly. Instead, they do something called questing, which is a very cute name, but what it is they crawl up onto low plants and kind of hold out their front legs to latch on to a passing animal. Generally, humans get it by brushing against vegetation at trail edges. They also prefer shady, humid spots, so forests are probably the biggest risk area, contrary to popular belief. And ticks can actually stay active well into fall, even after a few hard frosts. So once you know that ticks are around, the first line of defense is actually to just cover up. Ticks can't bite through clothing, so if you have long pants tucked into socks and then a shirt tucked into your pants, that's generally a good choice. It's not the best fashion, but it works really well. I also recommend wearing light-colored clothes, just so that you can spot any ticks that are on your clothes and kind of just, like, brush them away. I also personally use bug spray. DEET and Picardin both work really, really well. I'm outside a lot, and I generally will spray around my ankles, up my legs, and then around my waist, because that tends to be where they concentrate. I also recommend when you come home after spending time outside to just do a quick strip shower search routine, which is basically immediately take off your outdoor clothes. If you're really worried, you can put them in a Ziploc bag until you're ready to wash them, and then hop in the shower. Ticks can take a really long time to attach, so if there's any that are crawling on you, a shower can help kind of wash them off. And then finally, after your shower, do a full body tick check. You want to look with your eyes and your fingertips. An attached tick is very small. It can be as small as a poppy seed, which is not very large. So generally, I would look for anything that looks like a freckle or a mole or a scab. And when you run your finger over it, it'll kind of feel like a raised bump, sort of like a hard pimple. They can be really, really small. So you want to check all the nooks and crannies.
Early signs of a tick bite or Lyme disease can be hard to detect, according to Andy Steffen.
The thing about Lyme disease is that you don't usually see symptoms right away. It generally takes 3 to 30 days for you to start seeing any symptoms at all. And the most famous early sign of Lyme disease is a bullseye rash, but it's actually really important to know that most people with Lyme disease do not get a bullseye rash. There was this study from the United States that showed only about 15% of confirmed cases of Lyme disease actually had the bullseye rash. which is actually less than 2 out of 10 people. And in Canada, we kind of expect those numbers to be similar. Most people with Lyme disease do get some kind of rash, but it usually looks like a single large red blotch or like an irregular circle. Some people describe it as a ring. Others say it just looks like a big weird patch. And then if you have dark skin, it might be especially hard to detect it. Some of the key features of this rash is that it tends to be quite big. On average, it's 15 or so centimeters in diameter. So think of like a hand width. And generally, it's warm to the touch, but not itchy or painful. So unfortunately, even if you don't see a bullseye, that doesn't necessarily mean you're in the clear. And you should really keep an eye out for some of the other symptoms, which are sort of flu-like. So it includes things like fatigue, headache, fever, and then muscle or joint pain, especially in the knees. It tends to be in the knees. It can be other joints, but it's for some reason, especially the knees.
Andy Steffen explains the steps to take if you find a tick on yourself and what actions to follow if symptoms begin to appear.
So if you find a tick attached to your body, you'll want to remove it as soon as possible. So what you want to do is you want to get some fine tip tweezers. Eyebrow tweezers will work in a pinch. And what you do is you grasp the tick as close to the skin as you can manage by the head and then pull it straight out with steady pressure. You don't want to twist or crush or burn or coat the tick in any kind of substance because these home remedies can sometimes make the problem worse and you don't want that in general. And then once the tick is out, it's probably still alive. So I recommend that people be like emotionally prepared for that and also prepared to put it in a plastic bag or a sealed container. If you just throw it into the garbage bin, it will climb out. And they're surprisingly difficult to crush. So even if you think you've squished it, sometimes you haven't, which is not fun. Generally, what I do is I'll put it in a container and I'll stick it in the freezer and I'll leave it in there for at least 2 days. A few hours is not long enough. You want to do it for a couple of days. And then once the tick is out, just wash the place where you got the bite with soap and water. And then generally, you want to write down the date and then where on your body you were bitten and then look out for symptoms so that if symptoms do come up later, you have that information ready. So if you start to get these symptoms, you'll want to see a doctor as soon as you can. Generally, untreated Lyme disease can cause a lot of issues later on. But when it's treated, we have very effective antibiotics. It's fully treatable. So you'll want to go to your doctor and tell them that you suspect Lyme disease, and then hopefully they can prescribe you the antibiotics that you'll need, and then hopefully it just clears up eventually.
There is hope on the horizon, as Andy Steffen shares that a vaccine is currently in development and may become available within the next few years. This has been Rose Breslow with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.